Let's look closely at this short text. Let me remind you first one grammar peculiarity which you learned during week one. In Ukrainian, verb to be is usually avoided in present tense. So the text starts with the sentence «це я», which means «this is me». Then the speaker introduces herself. Мене звуть Наталка. Я школярка. Which, as you know, means my name is Наталка. I am a schoolgirl. She continues. Це Артем. Він мій брат. Він теж школяр. Which means this is Артем. He is my brother. He is also a school child. Word він means he. Брат means brother. Me is masculine form of my. Please repeat these words. Він, мій. Наталка continues talking about her family. Це наша мама. Її звуть Ірина. Вона медсестра. I hope you have guessed the meaning. This is our mom. Her name is Irina. She is a nurse. Obviously, mama means mom. Наша is our, female gender form. Її звуть Ірина means her name is Ірина. Вона means she. Please repeat the pronouns he and she. Він, вона. The girl continues her story and she talks about their father. На фото наш тато Олександр. Він лікар. It means on the picture is our dad Олександр. He is a doctor. Наш is masculine form of the word our. Last sentence is він зараз в Україні, а ми, мама, Артем і я, в Англії. It means he is now in Ukraine, and we, mom, Artem and me, in England. New important words here are зараз, now, ми, we. Please repeat them after me. Зараз, ми. If you listen to the last sentence attentively, you will notice that words Україна and Англія, Ukraine and England, have different ending. І. Україні, Англії. Ukrainian is one of the languages in which endings of the words are regularly changed in sentences. Since you are complete beginners, don't worry much about endings and try hearing the very stem of the words and guess their meaning.